It's Cowboys Eagles week, and we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's see what they're saying this morning on the Touchdown Brothers show. Tyler, can you bring them in?
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
Hey. All right, we'll see you later. Jack Blocka from American Idol. I swear to God.
Why are we having him on?
I have no idea.
I don't know why we're having him on. Why did they book him to come on here?
They said he was back-selling American Idol.
Why do we need him to back-sell American Idol?
I don't know.
He's not from here.
I know. He's from Dallas.
And from what I understand, what Anthony, our producer, told me is the only two stations he did was that station in Dallas and then here.
So what are we doing?
Makes no sense. I don't know. That was
Cowboys
a waste of radio time. I don't know why we did that.
We came all the way down here to Dallas.
The Touchdown Brothers, Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu. Thanks to our last hour's guest, Tim Kalishaw. Why does he always mention he's in the High School Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about his high school. All right, the big news is, and Tony just mentioned it there, we are here once again from Dallas, Texas, a.k.a. the armpit of America. It's the first time we've ever taken our show on the road.
Correction!
We are at, what?
It's Alice, Texas. They don't play. There's no D in Dallas.
Oh, you know that is the true thing. Let me tell you. I'm going to break it to our listeners right now. We are at a horrible radio studio. This building has like eight radio stations in it. Horrible radio studio in a horrible town using the worst equipment in the world. We can't even get on the Wi-Fi here. It's unbelievable.
It's like, what's the
password?
We travel
down here. We've been doing our show all week from down here in Dallas to get you ready for the Philadelphia Eagles, who are going to be here this weekend, and they're going to waffle storm the Cowgirls.
Waffle storm.
I tell you, I cannot wait to get this game over with and get the hell out of this place.
This town is the worst town
in America. The only tourist attraction they promote and they hang on to for dear life is that Kennedy thing, that thing that we went to.
It was
down
like
there
80 years ago, and it's
God,
like they promote
oh
it.
Oh, my God. They promote this Dealer Plaza so hard. Come down to Dealer Plaza and see where Kennedy got it in and threw his head that they didn't want him down here. This is unbelievable. And they do that thing down there. It's like, yeah, you pay $20 and they say, hey, give us $20 and we'll throw your kids into a drop top limousine and take three pot shots at them.
Yeah,
why does anyone do it? And people show up! People
show
up! You go down there, there's people hanging around!
And by the way, the food down here, really overrated.
God. Horrible food.
Texas barbecue.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
It's not even, it doesn't hold a candle to cheesesteak. Not even close. People eat it like every day.
Compared to towns, we got the Liberty Bell. We got Rocky Statue.
Yeah.
We got Bill Cosby's Rape Emporium. We don't like that so much.
But
they got what? Dealer Plaza and Southfork.
Southfork.
That's all they got. And that's not even in Dallas. It's like 40 minutes away.
We took an hour drive.
It took us forever to get up there.
Yeah.
And we got in disguise so we could take the tours of these places undetected.
Disguise? What do you mean?
We were in disguise.
What do you mean?
We took off our Eagle gear. We took off the Eagles windbreakers and we put on the Phillies windbreakers. You don't remember this?
Oh yeah,
we
didn't have
the car.
We put on the Phillies windbreakers, so
it wouldn't be recognized.
They don't care.
This place is a joke.
They're acting like the football season's not even happening. And by the way, those guys down there in the hall.
Oh, down the hall? We got the guys down the hall from the Ticket in Dallas. Okay,
the worst radio station ever.
Oh my God! And the talk show hosts—they're walking around. We seen them in the hallway.
They're
walking down. Tears streaming down their face because the Cowboys are losing.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, no. Our Cowboys are losing.
We're losing.
How do we talk on the air?
Oh, no. Dak is hurt. Oh, no. Dak's hurt now. Oh, I got to cry because Dak's hurt. That may be the biggest break they got to the season.
Oh, my gosh. The biggest bunch of peas I've ever seen in my life. These talk show hosts from the Ticket and Down. They're such Cowboy homers. Oh my God.
And they're right about one thing, though. Cowboy fans are right about one thing. Jerry's ridiculous. The worst owner.
Finally, they're wise enough to this.
And Mike McCarthy looks like he's more interested in plowing through a Tex-Mex buffet than coaching up with a game plan.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I do love it though that the Cowboys fans are finding, you know, like just a couple weeks ago they were all, oh, Jerry's the greatest GM ever. Oh, we love him as owner. He's a great GM. And now all of a sudden this week they finally realized that he sucks. He always has sucked.
The only question I have about Sunday: will they get to 100?
You mean yards? The Eagles get to 100 yards? Of course they will.
Points. I think they may score 100.
Oh, totally. You zinged them.
That's a De La Plaza headshot.
That's a De La Plaza headshot. All right, let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's see. Who should we start with? We're going to start with South Philly. You're one with the touchdown, brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
We've been in better places, Sal.
Saquon's Barkley's is the best running backs ever, and we's are going to kills the Cowgirls.
You are talking things from the Bible.
I'm worried about you two guys down there in Dallas because everybody's so stupid.
Believe me, they are so dumb down here.
Hey, since it's Cowgirls weeks, I've got some of my famous Cowgirls jokes for you two's guys.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, everybody's. Did you hear the Cowgirls are starting Cooper's Rush at quarterback? I bet when he sees the Eagles, he's going to rush to his mommy.
Okay, all right. That's pretty good.
Hey, I got one more for you two guys.
Okay. All right. Hey,
everybody's. Did you see that the Eagles are 7 points favorites to beat the Cowgirls?
Yeah.
Maybe they should be 700 points favorites.
You know, maybe it's the delivery? I don't know.
Anyways.
All right. That's not bad. Okay.
Thanks. I got one questions for you two guys.
Yeah, what is that, Sal?
Do the Cowgirls suck or what?
Oh, there it is. Bringing the truth bomb.
What a truth bomb.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next now, Justin Montemayor joins us to talk about his new Kamala leg. What is that? What's a Kamala leg? He'll tell us what it means next. We're going to find out.